Let's read together Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 10. In Revelation chapter 13, we have a description of two beasts that arise, one out of the sea and one out of the land. These beasts represent two end-time world leaders who are opposed to God. Let's read about the first beast out of the sea in verses 1 through 10. Revelation 13, beginning at verse 1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. And I saw one of the heads as it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with a sword must be killed with a sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Let's begin our study of this chapter, Revelation chapter 13, with some background notes. In Revelation chapter 12, we saw that during the end time tribulation period of the future, Satan and his fallen angels, who have access to heavenly realms now, will be defeated by Michael and the holy angels and cast out of heavenly realms down to this earth. Now, the special focus of Satan's wrath when he is cast down to this earth will be the nation of Israel, God's chosen people. But God will preserve and protect Israel from Satan's attempts to destroy her during the Great Tribulation. Satan will try to sweep Israel away with a flood, but God will remove the threat of the flood with an earthquake. Verses 15 and 16 of chapter 12. In his rage, Satan will turn his special attention toward the godly remnant of Jewish believers. Verse 17 of chapter 12. Now here in chapter 13, we see that Satan's primary strategy to thwart God's purpose and threaten God's people during the Great Tribulation will be to use two notorious end-time leaders. They are seen symbolized as two beasts in this chapter, Revelation chapter 13. The first beast comes out of the sea, which probably represents the sea of Gentile nations, as it so often does in Scripture. The second beast is out of the earth or land, which may represent the land of Israel. And if so, there is a good possibility that this second beast will be Jewish. This second beast is also known as the false prophet, as we see in Revelation chapters 16, 19, and 20. We see here in verse 5 of chapter 13, that it is for 42 months that Satan uses these two notorious world leaders to oppose God. These 42 months are the 3.5 years or 1260 days of the Great Tribulation that begin, as we've seen in Revelation chapter 12, when Satan and his fallen angels are cast down to earth from heavenly realms. And Satan realizes that he now only has a short time. Now let's look a little more closely at the description of the first beast out of the sea here in Revelation chapter 13. That brings us to our doctrinal or teaching points for this first half of Revelation chapter 13. Doctrinal point number one, the beast out of the sea represents the revived Roman Empire. The beast out of the sea represents the revived Roman Empire. John's description of the beast out of the sea certainly reminds us of the four beasts that the prophet Daniel saw in his visions, in Daniel chapter 7, doesn't it? Listen to the description of the fourth beast in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 7. After this I saw in the night visions, And behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong, and it had 10 horns. Daniel 7, verse 7. We believe these 10 horns of Daniel's fourth beast are the same 10 horns of this first beast here in Revelation chapter 13. And they represent 10 kings and their kingdoms according to Daniel 7, 24 and Revelation 17, verse 12. The four beasts of Daniel chapter 7 represented four world empires of history: Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. Now, as we read on in Daniel chapter 7, we see that the time of the 10 horns of the fourth beast, or the Roman Empire, is at the time of the end, because it is the future return of the Son of Man to set up his glorious kingdom that puts an end to this final stage of the Roman Empire. So we believe this first beast of Revelation chapter 13, coming out of the restless sea of Gentile nations, is the end time final stage of the Roman Empire. We call it the revived Roman Empire. It will initially consist of 10 kingdoms with their leaders. Exactly which nations will comprise the 10 kingdoms, and how the present-day European Union will fit into the picture, and whether or not the United States will be one of the kingdoms, we can't say for sure at this time. But it will be obvious then when it comes to pass in the future. In Revelation chapter 17, we have a further description of this beast from the sea, which emphasizes that it is the revived Roman Empire. Revelation chapter 17, verse 8. The beast that you saw was and is not and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. Note that the Roman beast was and is not, but will come in the future as the revived Roman Empire. And in verse 9 of Revelation chapter 17, we read, "Here is the mind which has wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sits." Rome, as you know, is built on 7 hills or mountains. And then in verse 12 of Revelation chapter 17, we read, "The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet." We believe this is still future. So the beast out of the sea represents the revived Roman Empire. We see in verse 4 of Revelation 13 that the beast receives authority from Satan, the dragon. And we see in verse 7 that the beast is allowed to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Verse 7 also indicates that the revived Roman Empire of the future will have supreme authority over every tribe, tongue, and nation. The beast out of the sea represents the revived Roman Empire. Doctrinal point number 2. The beast out of the sea represents the end time 666 leader. The beast out of the sea represents the end time 666 leader. Now, the second half of Revelation chapter 13 refers to the second beast coming up out of the earth. But the beast that is mentioned in the last verse of the chapter refers back to the first beast out of the sea. Revelation chapter 13, verse 18. "Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Now, does the well-known number 666 refer to an individual or to the revived Roman Empire? We could answer both, because the revived Roman Empire in its final stages will be headed up by a godless, satanically inspired individual. When we go back to Daniel chapter 7, in reference to the fourth beast of Rome with 10 horns, Daniel saw another horn coming up among the 10 horns. I'm reading Daniel chapter 7 and verse 8. "I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little one, coming up among them, before whom 3 of the first horns were plucked out by the roots. And there in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking pompous words." Daniel 7, 8. This little horn is a notorious end-time individual that will take over the leadership of the revived Roman Empire. We see from this verse that he subdues three of the ten kings and becomes the supreme authority. And we read in Revelation chapter 17, verses 12 and 13, that all of these end-time kings of the revived Roman Empire receive authority for 1 hour as kings with a beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. We also know from verse 3 here in Revelation chapter 13 that the Roman beast has some kind of mortal wound and is healed. Look at verse 3 once again of Revelation 13. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world marveled and followed the beast. Now, is this just a general statement concerning the amazing revival of the Roman Empire? Or does it specifically refer to the notorious final end-time leader of the revived Roman Empire? Verse 14 of our chapter seems to indicate that it refers to the end-time leader, and it is more than just a political fall and recovery. Verse 14, the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. The sword implies a literal mortal wound that is healed. No wonder the whole earth is amazed and follows the beast. Verse 3. In fact, we see in verse 8 that the whole world worships the beast. That is, everyone except the believers whose names are written in the book of life. Verses 9 and 10 are encouragement for the believers at that time and for us as well. Those who persecute believers will not get away with it, then or now. And God blesses and commends believers who persevere in the faith, then and now. The beast out of the sea represents the end-time 666 leader. Now for practical application from this first half of Revelation chapter 13. Don't try to figure out the number 666. Don't try to figure out the number 666. 666 is the number of the end-time Roman beast out of the sea, and specifically, its end-time godless leader. Now, exactly what does 666 mean, and who is this person, and is he alive while we speak? Answer, we don't know for sure yet. So don't try to figure out the number 666. You know, I did a research paper in seminary on this number and was amazed to find out how many different views have been taken on this number down through church history. Everywhere from literal to symbolic to numerical code. With these various methods, just about anyone down through church history has been labeled as the beast. From Nero to Hitler to certain modern-day leaders. One thing we can say for sure, the believers living during the time of the future tribulation will know for sure, but we can't be sure at the present time. So don't try to figure out the number 666.